Sensor Global saves lives with automatic compliance and manages smoke alarms, gas and water leak detection with 24/7 remote management. It provides complete control, reduced risks and improved compliance for property managers. To find out more, speak to Anthony Booth or head over to sensorglobal.com.
Welcome to the PM Collective podcast. Today, I am going to do a solo episode and I wanted to talk about something that I've noticed in the industry. And you probably have noticed this too, where you have people that you see online or maybe you know them and they just appear to have their shit together. And I know a lot of you are probably, and I do the same thing. We look at people and go, how the hell should they go out on holidays and still be so successful in their career? There are three little secrets that I want to share to you today that I see high-performing business owners and BDMs doing. And I think that you will enjoy hearing these little things, which you probably know, but what they are is they're actually little reminders for us. And it's possible to have it all. It's possible to have your shit together, be high-performing, take holidays, and I just want to showcase these little things that will make a difference to you. And they're not expensive either. I think we have this thought that things are quite expensive to do and to pay for. But the secrets I'm about to share are only going to cost, I think, you know, as low as $100 a week or $200 per week. So that's what we are going to talk about today. So let's get started. The first tip that I want to share with you is around morning routine. And I'm not going to sit here and tell you that you all have to get up at 5 o'clock in the morning and exercise and go to the gym, but you do need to have some sort of routine that makes you feel like you are in control of the day. And that's what's actually important with these morning routines. So whether you go to the gym or go for a walk or tidy up your inbox first thing, it doesn't really matter. But it's going to start your day off really well. And like I said, it's all about that control for the day. So for me personally, I don't love exercise. I'm trying to, but I don't love it. But what exercise is really good for is getting your energy up so that you can make sure that you can work a lot more efficiently and quicker during the day. And I definitely do see this with people that do go to the gym. Their energy levels are a lot better. They just are very, they're very quick at getting their work done and they're not getting those sluggish times. So there's a little bit of element in that that's really important. But for me personally, because I don't love the gym, I do love sitting quietly with a cup of coffee and cleaning up my inbox because that's how I feel in control of the day. So whatever it is, wherever you find your calmness and control, that's what you need to focus on doing. And so I do highly recommend that that's what you look at, is that morning routine. So for those that have got children, for those of you that use your children as an excuse, I mean, we've all been there, done that. But I do want to say that children in the morning, it can get chaotic. So for those that say, I've got kids, I can't have a morning routine, you can. You just need to get up 30 to 60 minutes prior to them waking up and do those things that help you stay in control. So that would be what I would recommend you do with children. Let's get on to number two, and that's around outsourcing and delegating, but there's a little bit to unpack with this topic. So it's not just about going and getting yourself a full-time VA or PA. Me personally, I did end up getting myself a VA for 20 hours per week and I got one directly, so that was really good. But there are also some companies that I would recommend, like the Associates Co, who can really create a bespoke PA for you, which is going to be really helpful. And they've done some great things with some of my clients as well. So a VA or a PA is definitely something that you can do. And what I find a lot of people talk about is how they think that getting some support like that takes up too much time to train and they might as well just do it themselves. And that's a bit of a myth, to be honest, because it actually doesn't take up that much time. But the problem is if you don't invest the time now, you are going to continue to be doing what you are doing, chasing your tail, and you're never going to get ahead. So you have to bite the bullet and do it at some point. Might as well be now. So that is something that I have found has been incredible for me personally and for other people that I know in regards to improving their careers, their lead gen, and their work. So definitely consider doing that. Associates and co is definitely a great place to start if you don't even know how to use one. So the people that you see going away on holidays and living life, they have this type of support. So it's really important to start thinking about this now. It is the future of real estate. It's the future of life. Like, this is how we are going to be operating in the future. Your kids will be having their own VAs when they're older. So really start strongly considering that. But if you don't feel that you're ready to have a VA or a PA, something as simple as outsourcing tasks can be done. And I'm going to share a couple of examples of where I outsource and delegate tasks and how it saves me time, how it shows that I just get my shit done. And the first example is with IRE BDM campaigns. So I had this job on my list for a few months and I just wasn't getting around to it. And I could definitely do it myself, but I ended up getting annoyed that it was week after week, I was just never getting to it. So I ended up paying Joe Shannon from the Efficiency Co. to set it up for me. So delegating tasks and just paying the money and getting someone else to do it for you is life-changing. It gets it off your list and it means that you start creating those leads from those campaigns straight away. So if this is something that is on your to-do list, just call Joe and get him to do it for you. Honestly, it's so much easier. And that's, like I said, how you get shit done. The second example was a recent one where I, again, on my to-do list, I had owner and tenant handbooks. And I've been meaning to do this for a while. I purchased the books from Darren Hunter. I then got Katie from EA Studio to proofread them for me. And she went through, checked the grammar, she added in my processes. And by doing that and paying the money for someone else to do it, it's done now. And again, looks like I've got my shit together, but really I've just delegated it to someone who could help me do it. Now, I had a printer that I wanted to use, but the other thing was I could have got her to do is getting me three quotes for printing. And that is an example of an outsourced task that you can give someone like Katie from EA Studio, which is specific. So you're literally just contacting her and saying, hey, I've got this handbook. Can you please design it? Can you please proofread it? Can you please get me some quotes for printing? Get it off your to-do list and pay people. There are people around that is their job to do this. So that would be my recommendations. And when I posted my photo of my handbook on the IGT Facebook page, there were so many people that had commented to say, oh, I've been meaning to do this, or that's on my list to do this year. So there are so many people that have this to-do list and there are people that can help you do it. So this is my little reminder that take it off, call Katie from EA Studio and see what she can do on your to-do list and what she can take off it for you. And because the minute you get these things done, the minute you can start using them, you can start creating business from them. So it's really important. So that's my little rant on delegating your to-do list. Everyone does it. So don't feel like you've got to be a hero and do it all yourself. The third secret to high-performing BDMs and business owners is taking that time out and recognizing when you are not working efficiently. So sometimes when I've had a busy day, I find that when I'm trying to do my emails or trying to do my work, I am taking so long to do it because my mind is in another place. So I would highly recommend that you notice when this happens to you and that you just take time off, go to the beach, whatever it takes for you to recharge. So whether that's beach, massage, hanging out with friends, going out for lunch, it doesn't matter. But what you find is that when you take the time to do these things, you create more energy for when you've got to get the work done. So it's all about time management and working to your optimum potential. And that sometimes means going out for lunch and post about you going out for lunch. And it's not about being lazy or, you know, relaxing too much. You're creating energy so that you can get your work done quicker. So I want you to look at that type of thing a lot differently. And other examples of getting out, if you still have that guilty feeling of I can't go out for lunch because I'm meant to be working, then I've got a little tip for you. Head over to the PM Collective Facebook page. Go check out the events. We've got coffee and conversations all over Australia, plus other events as well. Mix the two things together. Go out, have those coffees, connect with your industry colleagues. There's lunches, there's dinners, and you are then satisfying a life. You're satisfying going out and enjoying things, but you're also doing it in a work environment as well. So industry collaboration is so important. It's been talked about for the last 12 months, but the only way that you can accelerate your career and be high performing is by learning from people that are in the same role as you and find that energy in what they're doing and how you can fast track your career and your journey to really enjoy it and to be high performing, because the quicker you can do that, it's about enjoying the journey, but it's about being high performing and improving your leads and your business and your quality of life year after year. You don't want to be staying in the same spot every year. So that is something that I love reminding people of. And I really hope that those that are listening today are taking this as a little reminder that there are three simple things that you can do in your life that are going to make it so much easier. So I'll just quickly recap. The first one, that morning routine. I know it sounds cliche, but find your morning routine. Everyone's a little bit different. It doesn't have to involve the gym. Number two, outsourcing and delegating. Get that to-do list. And I challenge you to get that to-do list and contact Katie from EA Studio or Joe from the Efficiency Co and saying, hey, is there anything on this list that you could help me with and get a price? Because it's not going to be as expensive as what you think. If you are ready to get your own PA or VA, highly recommend that first with the Associates Co. But second option is definitely delegating those tasks. And the third thing is making sure that you're recognizing when your energy is not at work. If you are not working efficiently or you're taking too much time to do the stuff that you're meant to be doing, go have that break, have that lunch, have that coffee, have that drink, and you'll find that you're going to work a lot more quicker when it comes to doing your tasks. And people post that on social media, and that's why they look like they're, you know, accelerating in everything, accelerating in work, accelerating in life. So that is what these people are doing. So I hope you've enjoyed today's episode of the podcast. I love having you listen, and I hope you have found it helpful. I hope you have found it inspiring. And if you did, please make sure that you subscribe and leave me a review. And like I said, do not forget to head over to the Facebook page and check out the events in your area. See you next week. MCG Quantity Surveyors are a favourite for property managers around Australia to help their clients maximise their cash flow through tax depreciation. I love how they place a strong emphasis on industry-leading education and data releases that they share with our community, and because they support the property industry so much, it is a no-brainer to use them for all your tax depreciation needs.